Jane Fonda's Fire Drill Friday livestream crashes after coronavirus forces climate change protest online. By David NG on April 3, 2020. Actress and left-wing activist Jane Fonda wasn't able to hold her monthly climate change rally in Los Angeles on Friday due to the coronavirus pandemic. So her fellow activists opted for a virtual protest via Zoom. Then that plan failed. For many would-be participants, the virtual rally was an instant bust after the live stream crashed, preventing many people from registering for the event. Earlier this week, Jane Fonda promoted the virtual protest via TikTok, posting a faux exercise video in which she encouraged people to work out with me for the planet. "There's a climate crisis that's a real emergency," she said. "The future needs you. I need you." Fonda encouraged her followers to visit a registration site that appeared to lead users to a Zoom session hosted by Greenpeace. But the site crashed after repeated attempts to register. Fonda's activist group, known as Fire Drill Fridays, later posted a tweet apologizing for the technical difficulties. In an interview this week with The Hollywood Reporter, Jane Fonda revealed that she is keeping busy at home by reading, watching TV, and exercising at a small gym located in her community. "I get up, I live in a small community that has a small gym, and I go to the gym with gloves and a mask and wipes and I work out for an hour," she said. "And then I come back and I either participate in Zoom meetings, of which there have been many, or I will write articles for various magazines, write my blog or some social media. And then I either read or I work on Fire Drill Friday stuff." The two-time Oscar-winning star was in the midst of shooting the final season of her Netflix sitcom Grace and Frankie when production shut down due to the coronavirus outbreak. Fonda's last climate change rally took place in San Pedro and Wilmington, just south of Los Angeles, where she and her fellow activists protested against oil and gas companies while blaming a small bunch of white men getting really rich for causing pollution and health problems for those who live near drilling sites. "There's a small bunch of white men getting really rich while they're destroying the health of the people like the people you heard from. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. And guess what? It's happening all across the country and all across the world," the Hollywood star said during the March rally. "We have to say no more fossil fuels. Windmills are great, and solar panels are great, and Priuses are great. And we have to do all of that. But it's not going to matter if we don't stop the drilling and the fracking and the exporting and the refining of fossil fuels." Follow David NG on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.